Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us. Today's podcast covers some interesting findings from Panorama's recently released analysis, the 2013 ERP Report. Organizational Change in Business Process Management. I'm going to be speaking with January Polk, Head of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions and a true change connoisseur. January, thanks for being here and welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started right away. Can you tell us, please, a bit more about the report that we're talking about and where this data comes from?
Sure. The data for the report was collected by Panorama using our online polling tool located on our website between September 2012 and January 2013. There were 172 participants, and all were representative of organizations that have worked on ERP initiatives within the last year.
Okay. And so what do, or why rather, do organizations implementing ERP software, why is it important for them to be reading this report?
Well, it's important because ERP implementations are plagued by technical, process, and organizational issues that can cause operational disruption. According to Panorama's research, process and organizational issues, as opposed to the technical issues, pose the most risk. Despite this fact, however, many organizations still do not invest in adequate business process and organizational change management. The report highlights the negative impact this choice can have on implementation outcomes.
Okay. So what would you say are some of the most interesting findings that you've been able to glean from the 2013 report?
Well, there are three that come to mind. The first is resistance to change and a lack of staffing resources were two of the most common implementation challenges that respondents experienced.
Mm-hmm.
The second was that nearly half of the respondents, 41% to be exact, experienced operational disruption at go-live. And then the third was more than half of respondents, 55%, identified organizational issues. Example are governance issues, resistance to change, process redesign, et cetera, as the key problems contributing to the extended implementation time.
Okay. So tell me what specifically is the correlation between change management focus and the results that you would see on a project?
Well, specifically, the more time and effort an organization spends supporting its people in their transition during an ERP project, the more business benefits it will receive. Conversely, the less time and effort spent, the less it will receive. So it's no coincidence that the respondents spend a relatively small amount of their implementation budget on organizational change management activities other than training. And that, according to our previously released 2013 ERP report, 60% of respondents failed to realize at least half of the business benefits that they anticipated.
We're talking with January Polk, Head of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions, and we're picking her brain about the 2013 ERP report called Organizational Change and Business Process Management. Don't go anywhere. We've got more questions and more great answers with January coming up.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions and our conversation with January Polk about Panorama Consulting's 2013 ERP report, Organizational Change and Business Process Management. So let's get back into the Q&A here. So how would you recommend that organizations best use their resources to bring together change management and process management to maximize the benefits that they want to see from their ERP software?
Well, change management has to be driven by the specific process changes your organization anticipates. So there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all OCM methodology. If communications and training are applicable to the organization's specific process changes, then the end users will reject the new processes and remain loyal to the old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where can our listeners find out more about this latest report?
There's several places on our ERP website. There's a resource center. We also have a link to our 2013 ERP report. We have a page for organizational change and business process management, and listeners can also look at our ERP blog.
Okay. Everyone, I've been speaking today with January Polk, Head of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're really lucky to have her back on the program, and I'd like to thank her for joining us. Thanks a lot for being here with us today, January, and for sharing the information that you did.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to wrap up this discussion of Panorama's 2013 ERP report, Organizational Change and Business Process Management on ERP Strategies and Solutions. Remember, as January pointed out, if you have any questions about any of the information that we've covered here today, please check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.